to Operation Dichotomy. I'm Paul, I'm your host, and we are the bridge between perception and reality. It's been a while since we had our last episode. We did plan a short break over Christmas and the holidays, but that turned into a longer break as we tried to plan a little bit about what we wanted to do moving forward. The plans changed a little bit. And then to be honest, on top of that, I had a couple of personal things that happened in my life that I wanted to take care of, and thus we got delayed a little bit more. But here we are. We are back, and we are back on our mission to bridge the gap between perception and reality. If you've followed us at all to this point, I think you already agree with me and already understand that there is a pretty big problem in our society today. And that problem is people are so quick to have misconceptions. They're so quick to jump to assumptions, to make false judgments, and let these things turn into hatred. Let these things change the way that they act towards other people. And at the end of the day, that's why we have so much strife and hatred within our community. So one of the ways that we wanted to address that issue, if you look back to some of the things that we talked about in the first 17 to 18 episodes, was the topics that people don't really talk about in the day-to-day. For example, if we go back a little bit, we had people talking about affairs, right? If you know Amy and Eric Ledeen, they're very open about the affair that they had with each other. And because of that, we were able to look at the other perspective of the person having the affair instead of just looking at them from the outside being like, man, these people are terrible. It helps us to step away from that judgment a little bit and understand their perspective a little bit better. We had our friend Josh Cantalora talk about weight issues. Weight issues, I think, says it a little bit, it's a little understated. But at the end of the day, he talked about how it's not just a weight and a physical thing, it's a mental thing. He talked about his personal struggle with pornography over the last however many years of his life. How many people talk about this in depth, and how quick are we to be able to judge them in the first place, right? We had Tanya O'Neill talk about the miscarriage that she had. She actually wrote a book. It's an Amazon bestseller. If you haven't read it or heard the story, go check out the podcast or go ahead and get the book and learn from the book as well. We had our friend Tony Hong talk about being a little person and what that means in today's society. But at the end of the day, like I mentioned before, the whole purpose of these podcasts is to bring the other perspective to people so that they can understand the other side. That being said, I got to living life and thinking about some of the things that we do and the interviews that we've had, and I realized that it's not enough. And what showed me this, what gave me this realization was something that I witnessed a couple of months ago as I was walking downtown in downtown San Francisco. And what happened was I saw this young man. He was probably in his early 20s, maybe mid-20s, a young African-American man from what it looked like. Across the street was an older woman. She was probably, I want to say, at least in her 50s or 60s, and she must have been a Trump supporter. And the reason I say that is because this young guy was basically attacking this woman verbally for being a Trump supporter. Now, again, I don't know the whole story. I know I just kind of walked in on them as it was happening. But from what I saw, it looked like this dude was just going off at this woman for being a Trump supporter, calling her a racist because she supports Trump, calling her all kinds of other things because he assumed that because she supports Trump, she must be all these other things as well. Had that been a civilized conversation between two people, two adults, then it really wouldn't have bothered me. But the way that he was attacking her verbally was what was bothering me. On top of that, and this is the really troubling part, was that it seemed like he was some kind of a teacher or teacher's aide, and he was walking these preschool to elementary school age kids down the street. I don't know if it was to school or back home or maybe it was siblings. I don't know. But I could see these little kids looking up to this young man and one day becoming like him. And so I thought, man, should I intervene? Like, should I talk to this guy? Should I stop him and defend this woman? But I didn't. And the reason I didn't do it, there was two reasons. One, like I said, I don't know the whole situation. I don't know if she instigated it. I don't know if there's any merit to him saying these things to this woman. I just didn't have any idea. But the bigger thing was, I really didn't have any authority to speak into this young man's life. And what I mean by that was, if I say something to him, I know what I believe, and I'm sure he thinks he knows what he believes as well. But if we had a conversation and I was trying to intervene on this woman's behalf to stop him from saying these things and berating her, what right do I have to say these things to him? And what right do I have to correct him and his behavior? Will he even listen to me? At the end of the day, I'll feel good about myself because I stepped in and defended this poor, helpless woman. Well, again, from what I could tell, poor, helpless woman. But at the end of the day, am I helping this man change? Am I helping him shift his perspective? Or am I just building up my own ego by making him feel stupid about what he was doing? And the truth is, had I intervened in that situation, I really don't think I would have shifted his perspective at all. In fact, if anything, I would have made him even more pissed off and probably just made him feel the way that he feels about her even more, and maybe even feel that same way about me. I don't know. So the point of me telling you that story is because I realized in that moment that as much as we want to correct people and as much as we want to change the assumptions that general society has about a certain group of people, it has to be strategic. It can't just be me or you going around speaking to everybody we see that says something stupid. There are certain people in our lives and certain people in their lives that have the authority to speak truth into their lives. They're the ones that have already earned the respect of these people to be able to say to them, be it a he or a she, look, man, your opinion is wrong. You're being closed-minded. I think you need to shift your perspective and maybe think about this. But the key is, because that relationship already exists, because somebody in this young man's life has already earned his respect, they're the ones that are more likely to be heard. And later down the road, we're going to talk about why it has to be that way. But at the end of the day, because the emotions were already high and because he was already so angry with this woman, chances are, whatever I said to him, it wasn't going to connect with anything that he's thinking anyways. So we're just fighting about nothing and making things worse, not solving any problems. So the goal of this podcast and why I'm recording this one in the first place is because when we address this problem that we see in society, it's not about our ego. It's not about us realizing that we're right and you're wrong. It's about understanding that even if you are wrong, if I'm not actively trying to get you from where you're at to an open perspective, then I'm not changing anything for the better. I'm making myself feel better about myself. I'm putting myself on a moral, unethical pedestal because I think I'm doing and saying the right things because I feel like I have the right perspective. But if your perspective doesn't change and if your mind doesn't open up, then what's the point? If in our open-mindedness, we're not leading others to change for the better and for the good of our society as a whole, then again, well, what's the point? What's the point of us being in our own elitist little bubbles, thinking that we're on a moral high ground if we're not positively affecting change? Moving forward, that's what we want to do with this podcast. With the content that we provide, with the information that we provide, we want to just equip as many people as possible to actually be the bridge between perception and reality. Because truth is, I can only affect a certain amount of people in my own circles. My family might listen to me. My best friends might listen to me. And if they say something completely stupid or out of line, I will correct them. I will at least present a different perspective. Maybe not correct them, because who says I'm right in the first place, right? But I have the respect within these people's lives. I've earned that respect to be able to speak to them and have them actually listen to what I have to say. Whoever is listening to this podcast, same deal. You probably have about 8 to 12 to 15 people in your life that really respect you. That when they do something out of line and you present a different perspective, they may actually listen. They're not going to go into defensive mode. They're not going to go into this temper tantrum about why they're right and you're wrong. They're actually going to listen and maybe question the way that they think. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to change society. We have to be able to meet, quote unquote, closed-minded people where they're at slowly walk them through to another perspective, and hopefully when they see it themselves, right, they'll change. So with this podcast, we are going to talk about, number one, why does this problem exist in the first place? Right, why do people make assumptions and judgments, and why do they think they're always right? Right, there's a book called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. He says, why good people are divided by politics and religion. Well, why does that even happen? Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what we can actually do about it from a practical perspective. Right, there's no point in knowing all these things and understanding why these issues exist if we're not actively out there day to day doing what it takes to fix the issue. And then lastly, we are going to continue with the interviews. We are going to continue, hopefully, talking to some very, very interesting people, getting their perspectives, getting to know people in depth beyond what we see on the outside. And hopefully we'll be able to expand our own perspective in the process as well. So moving forward, that's what we're going to be about. If you're not following us already, remember to connect with us at operationdichotomy.com. Follow us at Operation Dichotomy on Instagram. I guess last but not least, this is not about me. Right? It's not about the people here at Operation Dichotomy. It's about what we want to do for society as a whole. And it goes way beyond just a few of us involved. That being said, I can't do it by myself. I don't have all the answers. If you have any suggestions, if you want to hear about certain topics, if you want to just connect and talk to me about anything or give me suggestions or hate on me or whatever it is, please, please, please reach out. You can reach out through the Instagram. Go ahead and email me at paul@operationdichotomy.com. That's all we have for you today, guys. As usual, thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. Until next time.